Moving on in our reading through the book of Judges to the 8th chapter. The battle has been entered. There has been the crazed flight of the Midianite army. They have slain. That's not one of the tenses of slayed, is it? They have killed one another in their attempt to run away and get out of what they consider to be or think to be the overwhelming forces of Gideon. But in the midst of the battle, tribal jealousy and local self-interest rears its ugly head. The armies of Midian have fled, and Ephraim has been called to cut off their exodus from the river over the river. But then they complain. Ephraim, a rather proud tribe, as they're displayed throughout the scripture, hadn't been consulted before Gideon went up against the Midianites. They had not sent their generals to talk to Gideon. They had not given their permission for this battle to take place. And it's nothing but pride that fuels their anger. They've been left out. But Gideon quickly praises them for what they had accomplished. They'd captured the two princes. And, they took that compliment as the solution to their pride, and the problem is solved. But then as Gideon continues on with his men, the town of Succoth and then Peniel refuse to feed him. He asks for bread for his hungry army, and they say, no, not going to do it. They're pursuing the two Midianite kings. They're still on the run. But the resistance this time is more because of fear than pride. Gideon, after all, might fail to capture those princes, and the armies might regroup and come back, and, well, the first ones to suffer would be the two towns that had given food to Gideon's army. Well, Gideon promises as he leaves, hungry, that they will come back, and when they are victorious, they will punish these two towns, the ones who had refused bread to his men. And then the victory finally comes. Notice that it's not just the Midianites who are the problem. It's not just the world outside that gives Gideon and Israel grief. Sometimes it can be God's people too. We're easily offended. We don't have any faith that God will do as he's promised. We're like Ephraim and Succoth and Peniel. And status and safety ought not to be our ultimate considerations in this world. They can easily destroy the unity of Christ's church. They can sap its energy to do God's work in the world. Judges chapter 8, I'm just going to read the first 12 verses. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the men of Ephraim said to him, what is this you have done to us, not to call us when you went to fight against Midian? And they accused him fiercely. And he said to them, what have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the grape harvest of Abiezer? God has given into your hand the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. What have I been able to do in comparison to you? Then their anger against him subsided when he said this. And Gideon came to the Jordan and crossed over, he and the 300 men who were with him, exhausted yet pursuing. So he said to the men of Succoth, please give loaves of bread to the people who follow me, for they are exhausted. And I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. And the officials of Succoth said, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hand, that we should give bread to your army? So Gideon said, well then, when the Lord has given Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, I will flail your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And from there, he went up to Peniel and spoke to them in the same way. And the men of Peniel said, as the men of Succoth had answered. And he said to the men of Peniel, when I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor with their army, about 15,000 men, all who were left of all the army of the people of the east. For there had fallen 120,000 men who drew the sword. And Gideon went up by the way of the tent dwellers east of Nobah and Jagobah and attacked the army. for the army felt secure. And Zeba and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued them and captured the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and he threw all the army into a panic. Sometimes we need to examine ourselves as there are difficulties in the church, in our families, and see if not, maybe it's us that's the problem. Gideon not only has to fight the world, but he has to fight his own people to do what God has promised would be done. And he is successful, for he has faith in the one who has called him. Glad you're here this morning.